Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
And you know what that means.
It's time for The Talk in AEW.
Well, let's just say it's been kind of a bad week in the wrestling world.
Yeah, it's
been a bad week, period.
Yeah, pretty much.
I said, did you get me? Hi.
Hi. You're on three.
Yes, she said that.
Okay, now you're actually on the air.
There we go.
Hi. Actually, I'm on four. Thanks. Now I can hear myself.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
All right. So,
you can't read.
No.
No.
They never taught me to read when I do this show.
But,
last week, the wrestling world lost a couple of more main players.
Yes.
One of them dear to my heart, because when I was breaking into the business, he threw me around the ring a few thousand times when I was training in the Funkin' Dojo.
Yes.
We lost.
You should have let me do it. It wouldn't have cost you a darn thing.
We lost Terry Funk.
Joking.
Who was my mentor, who was my trainer, who got me my break into the short stint into the WWF.
Oops. WWE.
WWF at the time.
Yes, I know.
Will always be.
And
forever. So we lost Terry Funk.
Yes.
Mess.
And then the wrestling world lost Wilhelm Rotundo.
Oh, Wyndham, yes.
A.K.A. Bray Wyatt. Whose father is the old time.
Pay your taxes.
IRS. Erwin R. Shyster.
Thank you.
A.K.A. Mike
Rotundo. No. We lost Bray Wyatt at the age of 36.
Yes,
we did.
And the whole wrestling world, no matter what promotion.
Actually, I thought it was 38, but okay. 36.
No, it was 36.
Whoever promotion you were in, we paid tribute.
No matter
SmackDown
what.
SmackDown had a nice little tribute for them.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
At the pay-per-view on Sunday, AEW. AEW All In at Wembley Stadium in the UK.
It was
when the House of Black came out, because Buddy Matthews was part of the Wyatt family.
Yes.
Back in the early days when he first came to the WWE.
Yes.
So the whole stadium lit up with fireflies, and he put the lantern down in front of Malachi.
Yes.
So everybody's paying tribute to the late, great Terry Funk.
Of course.
Late, great Bray Wyatt.
Well, yeah, actually two of his students went ahead and paid tribute to Terry in their own way at the Stadium Stampede. That would be one, John Moxley, and the other would be Eddie Kingston.
Well, that's because they just allow them to go a little bit ballistic.
The Stadium Stampede has always been
do
a
as
hardcore
you, oh,
match.
Yeah. No doubt.
It's straight up the rules are there are no rules in Stadium Stampede.
That's why I loved it.
So while we're on the subject, let's talk about All In really quick.
Oof.
We have new ROH Ring of Honor that Tony Khan
Terry wanted
bought.
To say hi for a second.
Yeah. Adam Cole and MJF are the new Ring of Honor
Adam Cole, baby.
Tag team champions.
Yes, they went ahead and defeated Aussie Open for the title, so yes.
As they turn on, they say they are Adam Cole and MJF. They are
better than you baby.
Baby.
And the four-way for the women's championship, Saraya
yes.
came out with her family.
Yes,
to
she did.
We Will Rock You.
Yes.
By
yes,
Queen.
Yes, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful opening.
So
that was nice.
Saraya is our new
women's
AEW
champ.
AEW women's champion.
Yep.
Yes, she is.
And then you and then you have the Acclaim and Bad Beep Billy Gunn. They are your new trios champions. Yes, the House of Black got defeated.
Oh, you didn't know? Your butt better call somebody.
Yes.
Yes, that's who we're talking about,
folks.
Try to
keep it rated G.
Yes.
Got to keep a G. Got to keep a G.
Got to keep a PG.
And
of course, MFJ retained the AEW World Championship.
Yes.
From Michael Cole. Or Adam Cole.
Michael Cole is wrestling.
Michael Cole is wrestling. Adam Cole.
All right.
Adam Cole, bye-bye.
Michael Cole, all he could do was get his underwear out of his butt after China went ahead and shoved it up straight up there.
Story time.
His chocolate whiz way.
It's story time with Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, my God. Although, I will say this.
In the crowd, there's things going around that in the crowd that All In, Mercedes Moné, a.k.a. Sasha Banks, was in the crowd at Wembley.
Well, hello. Yes. Why else would she be there?
Speculations going around that she went ahead and said to Tony, sure, why not? I'll do a per-appearance basis.
And big speculation going around really quick. Edge, his contract is up in September.
True.
And the WWE didn't like his proposal.
No.
So they decided not to renew it.
WWE don't like their own selves.
So the speculation will be that Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge, will be All Elite.
That's true.
He'll be back with his tag team partner, Christian.
Yes. One of the nice parts of All In that I thought was cool was Jericho and Ozzy go ahead and singing
to the ring.
Yeah.
All right.
Jericho's singing Judas on the way to the ring.
We're running on time here. We got a lot to get done.
Sorry.
So time to shift gears.
Yes.
All through
the
rest of August, September, and into Halloween, we're doing a series on scary places and scary haunts and places you may not want to visit alone. So
and also urban legends, spooky stories.
Or a place that you may want to visit alone.
You may want to visit alone. So we've got two today. So we're going to jump right into it. You guys want to flip a coin and see who goes first? Because you each got one.
Do you go first or I go first?
Somebody go first.
You go.
We're hurting for time here.
I will quickly sum it up.
Go do your thing.
Go.
Get your thing out.
Okay.
Nah.
I'll get my thing. I'll lay down.
Lay
and
your
then
thing down.
I'll lay my thing down and, you know, do what I have to do. All right. This is how it goes, okay? It's a story of lost love, and it's in Sudbury, Mass, okay?
Ooh.
In 1862. The poet Harry Wadsworth.
Wadsworth.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'm back to Longfellow. It's kind of one of those things, you know.
Harry Wadsworth Longfellow. He was an author.
Yes.
Poet.
Poet.
He was a poet.
He was a poet, okay, and inspired by the Howe's Tavern in Bayberry, Mass. These tales of the I'm doing real good. The Wyeside Inn, so captive his
water
public imagination so much that they changed the name to it to Longfellow's Wyeside Inn. And it was first opened in 1716. Okay.
Wow.
By the original owner of David Howell, and then by the 1800s, it's kind of like changed hands and everything throughout the entire family, and then left to the people who have it now. But since, you know, they've moved out and decided that now they want to go ahead and use it for even more with the inns and stuff. But there's only one problem.
Mm.
One of their family members is still there, haunting the place.
Sounds okay, right.
And she's a young woman who, unfortunately, as I said, she has a tragic of lost love. She's unfortunately trying to see when her beloved is going to return from England. Oh. He was a merchant marine. As you know, the common...
Oh, merchant sailor.
Merchant sailor, yes. Unfortunately, he was there and then got called back to home. He turned around and told her he would return for her. He never did. Unfortunately, she passed away very, very young. And she was 45 years old. So that is really, really young. Okay. And they turned around and they said that her name is, this is kind of weird. It's kind of a weird.
Jerusalem.
Yep.
Her name is Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Jerusalem Howell. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they turned around and they said that, they say she was, she died of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you go to the hotel and you're in room 9 or 10, okay, that was her room, and there was lots of things happening in those quarters because they were her living quarters when she was alive, all right? So apparently when you do go and you happen to be a gentleman by yourself, you're going to experience... So quite unusual things. There has been guests around saying that she will climb into bed with you and touch you basically slightly inappropriately or quietly, as you know, she's just trying to get your attention. She wants...
She's wanting to embrace you.
Yes, she wants to embrace you because of the loneliness that she feels. She's feeling so lonely that all she wants is just basically attention.
She's pretty much desperate for human contact.
Exactly. That's basically why she had died from, I mean, loneliness and everything.
Yeah.
So she never found another proper suitor. That's what they said. And
interesting.
Yeah, and there's only one problem. She has any attraction to the men. The women, if a woman is laying in bed with that man in the room, she will go ahead and be a little bit more aggressive. She will pull the sheets off, pull blankets off. She will appear with her own, so you can see her, and she goes, shh, or she turns around and she tells you, she doesn't want the woman in there. She wants the man all to herself. If you go ahead and you do stay, they suggest that you go ahead and you actually leave notes of your encounter if you do have it.
Oh, nice.
Now, here's the thing. the crew from Ghost Adventures again turned around, stayed into the hotel, and did their investigation. Zach, I had some of the notes that was there on the show when they went ahead. They went. They turned around, they had it that they had picked up EVPs from thing.
Electric voice phenomenon.
That's exactly what it was. That they turned around, the first thing that they she said is that they looked very strong. That was one of the things. Then Zach took one of the ghost boxes and had it going off. And the comments that she made was gently lay was one of the things she wanted Zach to do. Then Zach turned around and says, what would you do if I did? And she goes, tickle him. Then she turned around and he asked about Nick, who was one of the other guys, what would you do if Nick lay on the bed? Affair.
Meaning she would know it would be an affair because he's married.
Yeah. So if she...
Which would make her an intelligent haunting.
Yeah. They're not quite sure if they meant she wanted to have the affair or...
She would know that she knew that it would be an affair.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. And then they went ahead and... she had also turned around and called Zach by his name. Because she turned around and they said, who else is here? Zach's here.
Nice.
When she was laying on the bed. And then they turned around and they said, Zach turned around and decided at the end that he was going to stay an extra night in the hotel. And here's the thing about it, folks. Zach turned around and wrote his own letter of his own personal accounts in the room. So there is a large hope chest that stays in the room. Yes, you're able to go through these letters, folks, and take a look and see other people's encounters of actually
interesting
what is going on into the room, how she made those other people feel, or men, or how she embraced them or changed their lives, or how they felt sexually or emotionally or however by the being in the room. So you're able to actually read them. So if you ever find Zach Bagan's letter in there, you found yourself a gold mine, and you can always turn around and tell him, I finally found it, and you can post it on Twitter, whatever they want to call it now, X, however, and let him know, haha, I found it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting. I mean, she wanders through the place. She's pretty much a spectrum in there, and you can see they
Spectre. She's a cable company.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
She was going for Spectre.
Spectre. Yes. You can see the shadows, and you can see things move, and she'll come up and touch your legs, and all over. I mean, she just hands on.
Hey, hey, cool. So we've got some time. It's your turn to scare the bejesus out of people on Wednesday morning.
Or just give them that good feeling from that little ghost tale there.
Yeah, really. Wait, it started Wednesday morning.
Yeah, seriously. Mine is a little bit kind of spookier and kind of sadder. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to depress people.
It's okay.
In the late 1850s, there was a man called William Sanders. Him and his wife, Belle, and two children had moved into the Berkshires near North Adams. Okay, cool, no problem. They established a farm, which is present-day known as Bernard's Farm, on the lower slopes of Mount Greylock. When the Civil War began, he was enlisted in the army and shipped off to the battlefront, leaving Belle alone to take care of the farm and the kids. No problem. Not a problem. Belle had received a letter stating that William had been wounded. And he had been severely wounded and he was gone. She believed he was dead in the hospital and had been buried in one of the Sen, one in the nearby cemeteries. Come to find out, no, he wasn't. They had reported the wrong man being murdered.
That happens in Albany all the time.
This is why the army, you know, gives you serial numbers and stuff. Anyways, he comes home, and unfortunately, he comes home to his wife and his kid, his wife being remarried, and his kids calling another man father and daddy.
Whoa.
Literally sees this happening. Walks up to the farm thinking he's gonna have, you know, a nice reunion.
Open arms, loving.
Open arms,
and
loving.
And being embraced by his wife.
Yeah, and literally sees a man holding on to the man Milton and the babies calling him father and dad.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is, he comes to his mind. Okay, you consider me dead? Cool. I'm abandoning the farm. I'm walking away. I'm not coming home. He lived the rest of his days alone, walking the trails of Mount Greylock, and came to be known as the Old Coot of Greylock.
Uh-huh. Creepy.
Anybody want to go walk the trails up in Mount Greylock and find him?
He was known to walk the Bellows Pipe Trail, and that was the last anybody saw him. He had been wearing his old army outfit, refused to change out of it, just lived in his old outfit. And the thing is Hunter, the thing is, Hunter's in 1975 went ahead and were walking the trail, which is now known as Thunderbolt Ski Trail. Okay, wow. Where I'm from. Goes in and sees a man in the torn Union soldier outfit. Williams walking the trail. His last thing is the last memory, last thing that he had was walking a trail alone in his tour outfit.
So if anybody that hikes the trails up there in Mount Greylock, if you see him or hear him, let us know here. Drop me an email, wwepeter@gmail.com. We'll let the listening public here on TBRFM and PCTV know that he's still floating around up in the trails of Mount Greylock.
Apparently, he
could probably still see him from time to time. He's got to be very, very lonely, I cannot imagine being away from your family members and then walking in and expecting your arms to be thrown around you. Oh my God, you're here. Or, you know, your child coming up to embrace you and finding out, okay, there's someone else embracing your wife and your child is calling daddy.
Yeah, but to their effect, they thought he was dead. So and then he just kind of turned up.
Well, what are you going to
do? The last information she had is he died at the nearby hospital and was buried in a nearby cemetery.
Okay. Yeah.
Come to find out, they buried the wrong man.
Yeah. That's why now you
under his name.
Now you gotta. Now you know why they gotta identify your bum, and now with your tags and and all that, and they do your blood work and
exactly why
jot it all down because.
Make sure we got the right people this time.
Make sure we got the right gentlemen or right ladies that go along with who they say they are.
Yep. Apparently, he's known as the Ghost of Greylock and has been haunting Mount Greylock for a few hundred years now.
A lot of people go hunting and camping and stuff and everything.
Well,
you can go
hiking up on the trails up there. So if anybody's hiking up on the trails up there and you hear these things or see something, drop us an email.
Man, I want to know. I would love to know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Exactly,
We won't tell you. We won't put your name on or anything in the air, but we'll put the idea that somebody has actually seen them up in the trails up at Mount Greylock.
Exactly. You know,
we've been up there a couple times.
Unless you wish to acknowledge the fact that, you know, you did. Hey, however you want to let us know, please. By all means, I'm dying to find out if you've ever, you know, witnessed maybe sounds or you heard somebody marching around up there. Let us know.
Yeah, there's a lot of trails up in Mount Greylock. You can hike almost all the way up to the summit, so I'm told.
Apparently he likes to...
I'm not going to do it.
Apparently...
I get winded walking into the studio door.
It's called old age, honey. It's old age. What do you expect?
I know you ain't talking to me.
Yeah, oh, come on.
I'm 25 plus shipping and handling.
That's a lot of shipping and handling.
Yeah. Funny. You're funny, funny, funny. You won't be back next week.
Well, then.
20 years ago, I could have gone ahead and walked all over. Now my knees are telling me, forget it, lady. Just go ahead and grab yourself a biz cart and keep going.
some of us will be back here next week. Some of us won't.
although I got to say, since we have a few more minutes, I will go ahead and say this of off topic about the pay-per-view.
I got to say,
I really liked Ospreay's outfit. He went full Assassin's Creed with the hood and the cape and everything.
That was an interesting opening.
I have to agree with the social media post on one point.
Uh-huh.
Since Saraya used We Will Rock You for her entrance, when she won, they should have played We Are the Champions.
Yes!
And for those who don't know why Saraya used We Will Rock You at Wembley, because Queen played some major dates, including Live Aid.
Yes.
In Wembley Arena.
Yes.
1985 or 84, whatever it was, and rocked the house at Wembley.
Yes.
With Bohemian Rhapsody and We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You. So that's
Radio Gaga.
They got
Radio Gaga. That's why Saraya had them play We Will Rock You.
And even
from Freddie's concert at Wembley Arena and during Live Aid.
Yes, and I think it's cool. Even Chris went ahead and did Freddie's Call and Recall from Wembley.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the day that they decided to go ahead and do the Live Aid, they were quite below what they wanted. And then they said when Queen got announced, all of a sudden the phones went berserk and they started getting that money coming in and everything. They just, it just went outrageous on the day that they decided to actually go on.
Yep.
They turned around, they says if it wasn't for them, they probably wouldn't have made it.
We will rock you.
And I think it's cool. I mean, even the young Bucks went in and paid a little homage to Freddie.
Came out with Freddie Mercury clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, went ahead and had the white pants with the red stripe and the yellow vest that kind of looked like his yellow jacket. And I think it was pretty cool.
Oh, and again, they will be back to Wembley.
Yes.
TK couldn't wait to rebook Wembley for next year.
This just came in up over the thing. Elton John has been hospitalized after falling at home.
In France.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So on that note, we are out of here. We will see everybody next week.
Take care, everybody.
Yes, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.